Focus on the Family is an organization that is focused on very conservative interpretations of family, of women's rights, etc. They are really a media empire which also focuses on advocacy against women's access to contraception, against comprehensive sex ed, for banning abortion completely, against marriage equality. They have a very, very conservative evangelical Christian agenda. And they have worked with CBS, apparently, we've just learned, for about 5 months on this advertisement. And our concern was severalfold. One, CBS has had five-year history now of rejecting any and all advertisements that have anything to do with an issue of disagreement in the broader community, and also, you know, anything having to do with advocacy. And so they have rejected advertisements by the United Church of Christ, by MoveOn.org. They've rejected public service announcements around contraception. They've just been very conservative in their acceptance of any kind of advertisement. So now it turns out they've been working for 5 months with Focus on the Family to develop this ad that features, apparently, Pam Tebow, the mother of Tim Tebow, who is a Heisman Trophy winner and a college football player, as you all probably well know.
Oh, yes, and, indeed.
Yeah, yes.
Florida.
Yeah, and so the concern, you know, obviously there are a couple of concerns. One is the hypocrisy of CBS in shifting its policy without any public notification. They are, in fact, a network that uses the public airwaves. They're governed by FCC rules. They should be transparent and accountable to the public. And I'm not so much concerned myself that they air an ad by anyone as that they provide a clear and transparent and equal playing field for all groups that have opinion advertisements. And they are not doing that here. So that's one concern.
Now, as you say, you know, they've had a long-standing policy of not accepting ads that are this controversial from organizations. So PETA, MoveOn.org, United Church of Christ, all of these things they rejected. Why would CBS decide that this wouldn't be offensive to an awful lot of people watching this?
I'm really not clear, frankly. I honestly don't know. One thing I could surmise, and I can only surmise, is that that CBS is in big trouble for advertising revenue. In fact, they apparently laid off. They made what were quoted as being deep cuts in their staff just this past Tuesday morning. So they're hurting for money. That's clear. They also may well be, you know, tilting toward a more conservative agenda. That's a concern that I have, frankly. And Focus on the Family itself is hurting for money and needs a venue through which to try to drive people to its website. So, you know, they've created this ad, which they, of course, are portraying as a, quote, celebration of life. And, you know, to be very honest with you, while I celebrate every woman's right to make a choice about pregnancy, whether it's to get pregnant and carry a wanted pregnancy to term, whether she's facing an unwanted pregnancy and wants to make a choice of either abortion or adoption, there are many avenues women choose for their own reasons. The issue of having a Super Bowl commercial around Pam Tebow's supposed choice is a little bit strange to me because, for one thing, the story has changed frequently. First, it was reported and she stated that she had amoebic dysentery and that she had been taking medication that might endanger the fetus. Well, you know, as someone who had two very difficult pregnancies myself and who took medications that were potentially indicated as troublesome to my children, I monitored those pregnancies really carefully, and so did my doctor. And so, you know, oftentimes women are faced with competing health risks that they have to weigh. And that's not such a unusual story. It's something that happens every day in this country. Likewise, women are faced with other kinds of risks or decisions that they have to weigh. And, you know, celebrating one over the other is just one means of stigmatizing choices made by women who have to make other choices for their own reasons, whether having to do with their own family circumstances, their own life circumstances, their own health. And so it seems strange to me that, you know, we'd need to be hearing Pam Tebow's story per se, because it's not even clear what risks she was supposedly facing and, you know, nobody was forcing her to have an abortion. So I'm really not clear what the story is, actually.